Hey, it's Snarf Dude!
And Daffodil!
And welcome to our Keys, Please, New Year's special!
Yay!
All right! Glad to have you along. We're here with Boxcar Willing, as well as Steel Drum Island. The Doleful Lions will be right up, and the Husky Team. Man, we got some great music as we ring in the new year.
Yeah, I haven't seen the list yet, but that's okay. I can look later.
That's okay.
And we got a party going on outside.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the show here. We're going to go live shortly with the big party celebration. We can't say where we are because, well, you know.
They'll find us.
Yeah, and they wanted us not to say anything, but they're going. We're going to use their live mixer thingy. And
they're
going
to let us use their countdown to count down to midnight.
Yeah, and I mean, they're well, you know, we're gonna join up with their celebration. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna start off with the Husky Team. Right here, and the Doleful Lions are coming up shortly, but let's start off with the Husky Team right here on
Happy New Year Cheese, Please!
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese Please is so cool. Jinx!
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
Cheese Please and the Dolphin Lions. Before that, we had, I forget the list name. There we go, the Husky Team and some music there. And my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm a little puzzled.
What?
I've just had a look at the song list.
Yeah? Yes?
Snarf?
Yes?
You've scheduled every single song on the show to be Auld Lang Syne.
Well, come on, we were talking the other day. You know what you were saying. You were saying the only song you ever should play on New Year's Eve is Auld Lang Syne. And that's what I did.
You know what?
What?
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, so why not?
Did you know? Well, you know what? Yeah. After I realized that that's what we were doing, I went and I looked on Wikipedia.
Yes?
And I found some stuff about Auld Lang Syne.
What about Auld Lang Syne?
Auld Lang Syne was transcribed and published by the Scottish poet Robert Burns.
Right.
Based on earlier Scots ballads.
Right.
It literally translates into English as Time's Gone By.
Ah, well, that makes sense. New Year's, Time's Gone By. That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
And it's been a Scottish custom for a very, very long time to sing this on New Year's Eve.
And how long is very long, roughly?
Well,
gazillion years, perhaps?
We have archives going right back to 1896.
Oh, really?
That describe people singing the song.
Oh, well, okay. So in other words, a gazillion bazillion years it's been going on. Okay.
I don't know about a gazillion bazillion years.
Oh, well, fine.
But I mean, for most modern people, it's the association of the song with Guy Lombardo.
Oh, okay.
And that started in 1929.
Wow, all the way back then, 1929?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we have Guy Lombardo's version of Auld Lang Syne.
No, we went for the cheesy ones, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we got Boxcar Willing. Boxcar Willie. There we go. As well
you
as...
You can dip it into the Christmas cheer or the New Year's cheer a little early thereby.
Yeah, just a little bit. As well as Wendy Rose, who has a very unusual slash unique version. We go to the Caribbean Islands with the steel drum version a little later on. Well, let's get into the disco version.
I knew there had to be a disco version.
Gotta have disco. Come on. This
disco.
Is...
Disco Duck. No, this is Disco Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, the Bells doing the song right here on...
Happy New Year, Cheese Please.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Grease and Steel Drum Island in their version of Auld Lang Syne.
I like that way better than the drunk version the Bells were doing a few seconds ago.
What do you mean the drunk version?
Well, they went all warped and weird at the end.
Oh, I think the record is pressed a little off center. That's probably, but I like your explanation a lot better. Well, it's the time to celebrate. It's New Year's here on Keys, Please, and that's Daffodil and her tambourine. And she,
Snarf.
What?
The people outside that are having the party just knocked on the door.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're playing this music.
And they gave me a bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be able to toast the New Year.
Is that where we got these tambourines? Because I thought they were passing out the whole noisemaker things, but we got something even better.
Well, they didn't have any noisemakers, so I dug these out of a box in the back.
Oh, I was going to say, I wonder where these came from. It's just because all of a sudden we're going to record the show, and it's like, they're right here, so I'm going to try mine here. Yeah, they're better than... Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
They're better than noisemakers. So
my name is
yeah, my name is Snark Dude,
and I'm Daffodil,
and this is the New Year's edition of Keys, Please, and thank you very much for being here and celebrating your New Year's with us.
Exactly.
And I'm just sipping down champagne a little bit. But you have any more New Year's facts?
There are other New Year's things.
Why?
You know, there's the big dropping of the ball.
They don't have a ball. That's New York. Yeah, but they have the big fireworks display they're planning.
They do have. We're having fireworks
and
tonight.
And I see the count there, so we're not quite there yet. So we should be there shortly. But
they dropped the big ball in New York.
Yeah.
In some other places, they drop some very bizarre things.
Like what?
Well, in Flagstaff, Arizona,
they
drop a giant pine cone.
Okay. And?
And in Atlanta, Georgia, it's a giant peach.
Okay. And?
In Point Pleasant, New Jersey, it's a moss bunker fish.
Okay.
In Brasstown, North Carolina, they drop a real live possum in a cage.
Oh, that poor possum. Where's PETA when you need them? I think we better get back to the music. Enough of that.
Well, we also have to make some resolutions.
Well, we'll do that.
It's New Year's Eve. We're going to have to make some resolutions.
I'll start thinking about it, but...
I can tell you what song we're going to play next.
I'm going to mosey on down to the countryside of an old
Lang Syne. We're going to play Auld Lang Syne again.
Yeah, from Boxcar Willie, sort of a country version of mosey on down. I reckon we're going to play that song right here on...
Happy New Year, Cheese, Please.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? Our Auld Lang Syne, my dear, our Auld Lang Syne, we'll take our days of Auld Lang Syne. Our
comes the New Year's train. And look, in car number one, it's health. And in car number two, there's happiness, prosperity. And look, there's love, peace, and harmony. And the baby engineer is waving. Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year!
Radio means entertainment.
You're sitting where the fun is.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for.
This is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And Wendy Rose doing her version of Auld Lang Syne. I kind of think it's probably a good thing that's 1 minute and 30-odd seconds.
Yeah, if that was any longer, I think I would probably, this would be one of those New Year's where I'd want to kill myself.
Let's not go there. I just want to thank Ernie Haynes at Ernie Not Roots. blogspot.com, and there's a link on our site for helping us out trying to find all these weird Auld Lang Syne cuts. And
don't forget the other guys.
Oh, the other guys at fa-la-la-la.com, especially the king of jingling who sent me the Wendy Rose cut. He thought it was pretty terrible. He couldn't.
He was right.
Oh, he was right. So there are links on our website to both places. So drop by and say hi and tell them Cheese Please sent you.
It's really close to midnight, sir.
Oh, I see that. Whoa, yes. Oh, you almost hit me with that.
Pour the champagne.
Yeah, you almost hit me with that. Okay, yeah, we're all ready to go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
okay.
Close are we to a countdown outside?
Oh, well, I don't know. What? Oh, I see the clock going. Let's turn up the audio here. Oh, here we go. Oh, less than a minute, Daffy.
Cheers, sir.
Thank you.
54.
Ooh.
53.
Thank you.
52. Mm.
51. Yummy.
Yummy.
Screwtop champagne.
How much we got left?
Half the bottle.
Oh.
46.
Okay.
But we can't get drunk during this. What about our New Year's resolutions? It's almost midnight. Quick.
I promise not to eat more Twinkies.
39.
Okay, because you don't like Twinkies.
No, Twinkies aren't good for you.
Okay, hurry. You got 35 seconds.
My New Year's resolution is not to be so negative and let you do more dirty stuff on the show.
Dirty stuff?
Yeah, I understand Bearcast thinks I'm a little uptight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's okay. We'll try to be a little more loose.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to say it's been a very interesting year with you, Daffodil.
And you know what, Snarf?
Yes, yeah, what?
Next week it's my birthday!
Oh, yes! Oh, wait, here we go. Let's
go.
Here we go.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Woo! There are fireworks! Look at the fireworks!
Oh, they're so cool! Wow! Yeah! Whoa! So pretty. Look at the red one. Then there's the yellow and the blue one there.
I like the purple ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there goes the blue one.
The ones that make that noise.
They're kind of neat. Oh, there's the big finale, I think. Yeah. Well, I think they're over now, so I'm just gonna.
Yeah, let's pot them down. They're really noisy.
Yeah. Well.
Let's have another toast.
Oh well, okay. Let's go one more time. Oh. Okay. Mm.
To cheese, please.
Mm. Oh, our show's almost over.
I know.
I can't believe it.
All those old lang syne.
And don't bump the microphone down.
I know. Well, I'm drinking.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna wrap it up with Esquiel. And his version of Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, another Auld Lang Syne.
And my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I thank you for joining us here on Cheese Please, the Auld Lang Syne edition.
Thank you to all of our contributors this year, and hopefully we'll have more contributors next year.
Yes. And
we will play any contribution that anybody sends us,
that
as long as we can put it in the show.
As long as it's cheesy and it's free.
Yeah, it has to be free because we really don't have any money.
Oh, we're lucky to send the show off every week, you know. I mean, that's how broke we are. But
so if you send us free music, we will plug the crap out of you.
Crap? You can say crap on the air?
I made my New Year's resolution.
Okay, fine. Anyway, this is Starfdude.
And Daffodil.
You have a good week, and we're ending it off with Esquiel, as we said, an Auld Lang Syne, even though he didn't host the show. We'll pretend that he did.
Yeah, pretend that when he starts thanking for the hosting part, that it's Snarfdude talking.
Yeah, okay. Later on...
Cheese, please!
Thanks so much for coming. Muchas gracias. It's been my pleasure to host this holiday happening. I hope you have a wonderful time. Don't be a stranger. Stop by again. Well, I must attend to getting a space shuttle to get some of our borracho amigos on a safe journey home. May you have a fabulous and festive holiday season. Until next time, adios.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarfdude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.